That event went very well. There have been some follow-up things happened from that, and everyone from the commission who was presenting that day, I thought, did a very good job. Connie and Larry did a PowerPoint, and Carlos had gotten a lot of the information together for people and had a really interesting panel of people who are employers and employees, and those kinds of things I think are always very worthwhile. I missed the alumni group picnic on the 16th, but I hear that it went very well. Also missed the wages banquet because didn't know about it in time. I mentioned before that there were a few materials from the list that were missing, and we will fix that before we have the minutes go to approved status. As always, we appreciate the center articles and the community project descriptions. It's always good to know what people are doing and what kinds of interesting things they come up with for community projects. We'll be talking later about the staff survey results and that sort of thing. We did do the evaluation of our executive director, and we're glad to say that we've rehired her. And so welcome to your new year, Dr. Van Zandt.
Thank you.
We have been very concerned, as everyone is, about the situation with layoffs. We've had some correspondence concerning that, and we continue to encourage people to keep doing the good job that's happening. We intend, as the board, to keep trying to be part of the solution when it comes to the budgetary things, and to come up with ideas of ways of making things better. You know, we've certainly been a part of this whole thing since its inception, and we don't intend to bail now. So, you know, I think that if we all continue to work together, we can actually continue to make things better. But this is a difficult time, and we're very grateful to everyone for hanging in there, and we hope that, you know, once the initial reactions in some ways are given a chance to express themselves, and then we can work through those things and move forward. We appreciate the letter that Pearl sent to Senator Peterson in response to some of the questions that he had, and we're hoping that some of that information can be used to work toward getting perhaps money for specific programs or services. And we're always interested in any feedback that people have or any suggestions. We're glad to have the mentoring grant. We hope that the in-service training grant will happen, or something similar. We appreciate the revised staff listing, and we empathize with everybody going through the whole email change. We hope that we're not losing things in the process or anything either. But we're going to keep hanging in there. The website changes we're noticing, and appreciating all the work that goes into that. We appreciate having received Pearl's 2006 goals, and also the letter to Spellings. That RSA situation is still in process. We've been looking at the monitoring suggestions and that kind of thing, and we hope that things will continue with rehab. We also want to congratulate Bob Deaton on receiving the VIPS Commitment to Excellence Award. And we're glad that the evidentiary hearing that was possibly going to occur was canceled, but we're sorry that the Offutt situation is not something that looks possible for the commission at this point. That is really disappointing. we're really glad to receive the anniversary letters also that Pearl has been sending to people. And as I mentioned earlier, I neglected to mention Bob Deaton and Josie Rodriguez last meeting because of the computer situation that I'm dealing with. But this time we're pleased that we received the letters for James Juarez and Val Peary, Angie Hoff, Dave Robinson, Cheryl Poff, Gene Wirtz, Connie Carlo, Carlos Servan, Nancy Kaufman, Sahar Husseini, and Dan Hill. And it has been interesting to even know how many years people have been working. It is a tribute to our people that there is a lot of longevity. And that really is a good thing, because we know it isn't, even in spite of the fact that we've been able to help salaries be raised some, that still is not the thing that's going to be likely to cause somebody to stay here. We wish it were different, and we keep working on that, but we do appreciate what staff do. And we also were pleased, and are pleased, to congratulate Betty Burrish on being Employee of the Year. And we were glad to get the nomination language for Dave Robinson and Cheryl Poff. Also, really good words on their behalf. We're always pleased when officials are involved with us, and it was especially interesting to have the Lieutenant Governor not only come, but also be willing to have his website reviewed. And it's kind of fun to have somebody who is a center student be also working on that and giving input. The teamwork is something that all of us as a commission board truly appreciate on behalf of everybody. And I think I overuse that word, but it's just that it's so nice to be able to be a part of something where people are working together and doing very interesting things. And we also are very much aware that people who are in the center and being able to do those kinds of interactive things wouldn't be there if it weren't for the field staff who recommend to people that they go, convince people to go, and make that a possibility. And there are people, of course, who don't necessarily do that, as Carlos mentioned, but who also do understand the philosophy of being a part of something that is expecting blind folks to do things, and having the kind of attitude about blindness that makes it workable for them to really reach their full potential. Deanna Jesse's project for blind children in Nicaragua is another thing that is really a fun thing to be participating in. We appreciate the fact that we were let know about that so that we could also participate in it. And we're always glad to be invited to participate in events. Sometimes we can't, but when we can, if we know about them, then we are glad to participate. I'm looking forward to the college workshop, and I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to be involved in any of the wages activities or anything. We were invited also to be a part of the Hand in Hand fun event coming up in Omaha on the 1st of October. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do that because I'll be at the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska convention, but I still like knowing about it and knowing that there will be that event happening. We also want to congratulate Pearl on the support from the American Foundation for the Blind Board of Trustees to be on that board, and we're sure that that will be happening. I think October is when the final knowledge of it will be coming out, but congratulations on that. Also, we're hoping that the resilience training that will be happening soon will be a good thing. If the little introduction to it that we got at the April meeting, where we were able to be at part of the staff meeting, is any indication, I think that that will be a really worthwhile thing. Dave Roberts is a good presenter, and he was one of the people involved in the training that we were in March as well, so that should be a good thing. And it's fun to know that we have a subscriber to the MCBVI listserv from Hong Kong. I'm hoping we'll get a little bit more information about exactly who that might be and how that person came to subscribe, but it's kind of fun that we're worldwide in that way. And we do appreciate that all that Jim does on the website as well. Let's see, I believe that is everything except to say that we do keep track of how things are going on a daily basis or whatever through the emails we receive, and we do appreciate those. And also the fact that there are so many things going on at once says that even though times are difficult, people are continuing to work hard on things, and I think that that's probably partly because that old cliche is true: when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So I'd say we're pretty tough. Does anyone have any questions or comments? The next item is another period for public comment, if anyone has something of that kind. If not, we'll move right along to the next item. Since we just had a break, we'll skip that. And we'll go to the report from the executive director.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Okay, first of all, I really appreciate everybody coming. It's really good to have people from the public here, so thank you for making the effort to be here. I'll just jump in. I want to mention that the letter that I wrote and sent to Senator Peterson, following that exchange, I had a call from the Lieutenant Governor indicating that Governor Heineman had received a letter of concerns about what was happening. And so I did talk with the Lieutenant Governor and ended up sending him a copy of that Peterson letter and, you know, let him know that we could talk further if he had additional questions after that or if the governor did. And they did not have other questions. But so they have that letter as well. Want to mention anniversaries, a couple letters that I didn't get written yet, but we have two anniversaries tomorrow. Oh, Candy Larson, 29 years,
wow.
And Bill Brown, 5 years. So I want to acknowledge them. And then in terms of field services, just to let you know, the total persons we've served so far this year is 1,539. 781 are in vocational rehabilitation and 758 independent living. We've had 71 successful voc rehab closures this year so far, 213 successful independent living closures. For the center, we've served 126 people since 1996. We keep this ongoing tracking that FATOCH has done. Of the people that have completed that training and who are done with their other training, such as, you know, not still in school, 89.8% are employed. And of those, 72.5% are competitively employed, 17.3% are homemakers. So only 8% of the folks that have completed the center are not working. Staffing update, the good news, Jennifer Miller has been out on maternity leave and she'll come back to work on Monday the 15th. So we're glad to have her back. I might say the center has done a really great job managing in her absence, plus for 6 weeks of this summer or this recent period, Fatosh was on vacation, and so both center staff as well as staff from the field did a great job of pitching in and covering all of Fatosh's duties as well as Jennifer's and just all the work that needs to be done there. They did a great job. Of course, the layoff news, sadly, effective September 30th, we will have 6 fewer positions. One of the positions was vacant, and so that already has been eliminated. The 5 staff members whose positions are cut they can continue in their job until September 30th. I know most of them, if not all of them, are actively looking for other opportunities. So we may lose them before that, but certainly that would be how long their jobs would last. And we're working within each office and within each district to continue services, you know, looking at the caseloads, making sure that we continue coverage and that there is not a break or a real problem for clients being served or people who are applying for services. There are still 4 people with voluntary furloughs in place at the request of those individuals. I know that at least one of those plan to continue beyond the current 6-month period. I don't know about the others, but that's entirely a voluntary basis now. The vendors program, the vendors committee did discuss the bylaws at their last meeting. You'll remember at our last meeting it was mentioned that Rule 206 is still referenced in the bylaws, and so that needs to be reviewed, and the vendors committee is in process to go through the bylaws and bring them up to date with the new regulations, the Chapter 3 of our rules. And vendors are working to mark the vending machines in Braille. We have provided new Braille labelers to vendors. In fact, I have one here today to give to Dave. So that's in process. I know that it's an ongoing process because sometimes the labels come off, or people who don't have something better to do pull the labels off. So, you know, that is a challenge for the folks. Soon in Lincoln, there will be a new building with the Federal Immigration Agency, and so that'll be an opportunity before too long. Then another one is almost done in Omaha, but the actual date that it'll be open keeps changing, so we're not real sure when, but that'll be before too long. We also have a possibility for a new site in Grand Island. Again, that goes to Howard's initiative. He's done a great job at, Howard Simons has done a great job at identifying and networking with employers and business owners. So that's in the works at least. I don't know how far along, but it's a possibility. Also, excuse me, I did speak with the Business Enterprise Committee of the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind. They are going to be working with the businesses that make the vending machines to try to get them into doing some brailing or some ways to make the machines themselves more accessible. And so that's hopefully, maybe someday that'll happen. The Alumni Association, Barbara mentioned, I did also go to the picnic. It was really a lot of people went and it was a good time. They have a website now and I checked it out yesterday. It is fully functioning. It's www.ncbvioca, all initials, .com, I think. I printed it, but the part that I guess it was a different font didn't print in my notes here, so I'm trying to remember it. But I want you to know that clients and staff who attended the training center can join as associate members, and clients who attended can, if they want to pay $10, become active members, and others who are just interested but never attended the center pardon me, can become a friend of the Alumni Association. And you can register for any of those statuses on the website. So I registered yesterday, it's real easy to do, and I got a return email saying that I was in the club. So that was a good thing. The mentoring project has begun. Carlos is leading it, and we have one contact person in each district kind of heading that area. And we did receive the funds to operate the project, $34,500, and we did receive permission from Governor Heineman to spend that money. So that's always whenever we get a certain sum of money, we have to get the special permission to use it. So we got that. The in-service training grant, we got the basic proposal submitted June 13th, then thankfully they extended the deadline, so we were able to get the quality proposal submitted July 20th. I don't know, haven't heard anything yet about the results, but those grants will start October 1, so we should know before too much longer. The network and email were in process. It's been kind of not the smoothest processes. I know that for quite a while, any one of us have had trouble with both receiving and sending messages. So if there's ever something you send to any of us that you're not getting a response, you might give us a call and make sure we got it. And hopefully we're trying to do the same. Sorry. Okay. Networking, we did get negotiated a lower price. I think we ended up with $7 per user per month. So that is better than what they were going to charge us. And so we are, once we kind of get the email thing squared away, we'll work at getting people set up on the network across the state. Lieutenant Governor Sheehy did tour. Barbara mentioned that. Also, the AFB President and CEO Carl Augusto came and toured the center, so that was really good. Governor Heineman is scheduled to tour the center Friday, September 2nd. So that's in the works. Hopefully that won't change. Let's see, a couple other things Barbara's mentioned. Yesterday I spoke to the Nebraska Association of the Blind at the Nebraska City School facility, and Nancy Fleurl and Bob Shankland also spoke or provided workshops for that group. The ACB cab and voucher programs that are in various places around the state have been cited for national recognition by a community transportation authority, and it's going to be cited as a model for replication and excellence. And as a part of that, the commission will receive some acknowledgement as one of the funders that helped to expand that program to different parts of the state. And we're working with the Friends of the Commission on applications for additional fundings for specific programs. Right now we're especially looking to find additional funding for the Project Independence program. And so we're working with friends on that. Those are my notes. Of course, there's other things that we'll cover later, but I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Well, what was the vending building going to be in Omaha?
It's also Immigrations.
Okay.
They're not called INS anymore. They have some big longer name now, which I never remember, so I'm calling them Immigrations.
Do you know where Omaha is?
Yes, kind of in the area of the Quest Center.
Okay. I have a question about the mentoring program. Who qualifies for that? And somebody.
Your name, please. I mean, I do know you, but
sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, Carlos, would you like to?
Sure. People who qualify have to be blind. It has to be a role model for a younger kid, for people who are between 16 and 26. So the mentors will usually be those who do have the skills, are successful blind people, meaning holding a job or being maybe homemakers, depending of, you know, what they are. Basically that, those two or three things. And we have to match them with the interest of the mentee.
And what about to be eligible to be a mentee, to have a mentor?
Yeah, to be a mentee, you just have to be between blind or visually impaired between 16 to 26 years of age. And of course, apply. We send the applications for both mentors and mentees to each office, so you can contact your counselor or a person in your district. Or contact me, and I will get it to you. Okay?
Carlos, this is Eric. When does this start? Or have you started it?
Well, we are starting recruiting people, but the kick-out will be, I was told, November 11, 12, and 13. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Carlos, this is Dave. Have you had a lot of response from out here in Central Nebraska?
Not much from Central Nebraska or Western Nebraska, no, just a couple so far.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, two mentees and maybe one for mentor. So if you know people or if you want to apply, please do so.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
We can call you then?
Call me, yeah. You can call me.
Yeah.
Just in case you need to know, you need to make a commitment of at least 2 years, well, not at least, for 2 years to be a mentor. You need to contact your mentee at least once a week, either over the phone or internet, and meet face-to-face once a month, and the grant will cover the expenses for the activities once a month. Now, I'm not trying to discourage you. On the contrary, I'm trying to encourage you, because the reason why the Department of Education gave the National Federation of the Blind a grant is because there is not formal studies or statistics about how effective a mentoring program can work. We know empirically speaking, because we do it all the time, but there are not research over there or out there. Many proposals are not being awarded because most of them are requiring for formal statistics. In other words, we are going to be contacted constantly by the principal investigator, who is Dr. Edward Bell. He's now the director of the Louisiana Tech University, who is focused on orientation and mobility, and also Dr. Martha Stewart. Okay, I mentioned Martha Stewart twice, but it's Martha Starr. And we will have more details. The kick out of the program again will be the November 11, 12, and 13. We will bring 20 mentors, 20 mentees, and that's the time where the training will be provided, and all the expenses will be covered. And if you have more questions, I'll be happy to answer you, but you call me or contact me, okay?
Thank you.
And you can have access to the information also by getting to the NCBBI webpage. The application and the information is there as well.
I had another, this is Pearl. When I told you the Alumni Association website, I don't remember if it ended with org or com. Does anybody here know?
Is it part of the system? The like Nebraska Online or whatever?
No,
FD.org.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
They're their own organization. We do have a link to it on the NCBBI webpage, so you can go to the Alumni Association through that. But if you're trying to look it up separately, I'm thinking it's org, but I'm not sure.
Several months ago, there was an advertisement by somebody representing the federal government for positions within that for disabled people. I think it was Advocacy Inc. or something like that. Was there ever any follow-up with them or any reply from them or anything further about that? There was somebody trying to recruit disabled people for government.
Where do you hear that? Because we usually get that from the Department of Defense and also now the Department of Homeland Security. But that's an ongoing effort.
I think they're working on a bill, aren't they, with Pat Robertson and Ed Kennedy. They're introducing a bill to increase employment of physically bill arrestor physically disabled people. So that's going, that's they're talking about right now. They're introducing a bill to increase employment opportunities.
Are there any other questions of Pearl? I was wondering, you had mentioned on the Braille on vending machines, talking to the Council of State Agencies. Have you written to the organizations of the blind to encourage them to? I had a note in my notes from the last meeting that that was something you were considering doing.
Yeah, I did. This is Pearl. I did not write a letter. I was thinking that you had said that you had communicated with the president of the one organization.
Yes, I did talk with the Merchants Division president of the National Federation of the Blind.
Carlos Cervantes.
Yes.
Just want to mention, Pearl, the committee of vendors for the NCSA, the state council, the two consumer organizations are represented there, right?
Yes.
They are aware of that.
But it's it is true that I had said I would write a letter, you know, kind of formally expressing this need. So I'll get that done.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that I didn't know how the NCSAB, National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, you know, who it had, you know, dealing with, with those issues or whatever, but anywhere we can get that out, I think is good.
Yeah, it officially is the membership is directors of state agencies, but on that particular committee, they encourage and invite to always attend representatives from both ACB and NFSB's Merchants Divisions. Excuse me, I don't know what's up with my voice today, sorry.
That's my throat.
Okay.
Carlos's fault. It's Carlos's fault. He just said he passed his sore throat to me.
Oh, oh dear. Don't share that, James.
Thank you.
Okay, one thing I forgot to mention, we just got it yesterday, was the, I mentioned the hand-in-hand invitation. We also received the memo and document about complaint procedures under the Americans with Disabilities Act from Mike McCrory, and we do appreciate your forwarding that to us. I'm thinking that that doesn't, because it says that the thing that people are supposed to do first is to go through the ordinary procedures from their agency. And so I'm assuming that that would, this would kick in after that. I wasn't quite sure where this fits in the scheme of things.
Well, I glanced at it and then sent it on. So my impression was sort of like you just described, not exactly sure what, you know, what was new or different. But so I don't really know anything more about it than what you do. It's not unusual for us to get these things to send to all staff and governing boards that don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense, but anyway, I send them to you.
Okay, is there any, are there any other questions? We've kind of, I think, sort of gone into public comment. If there are any other comments from the public, now is another opportunity for that. Hearing none, we will move on to old business. And the first item is rule update, and I don't know that there's really anything.
There is no update on the rule.
Because it's done and
right. Has
it been bound and stowed away yet, or?
Yeah, we did get the print, the bound print versions of the chapter 4. We did distribute them to all staff members. And since that one is the workplace policies, we also had each person fill out a form, sign a form stating that they did in fact receive their copy. It's also, of course, on the website and electronically, and we have made it available either on disk or in Braille to anybody that wants it in those formats.
The next item is the budget update.
Okay, and I brought, I didn't really bring with me, I invited to join us today Bill Brown, our business manager. On the laptop that Val is using, he has pretty much everything, all kinds of spreadsheets and details, so that if any of you have detailed specific questions, if I don't know it, Bill can probably either tell you or look it up. I think, you know, most of what the status is with the budget and our issues and problems has gone out in some form or another. So I wonder if we could just start with questions. I will tell you, we applied for reappropriations from other states. There's always an opportunity in the summer that if states can't match all their money, the federal money, they have to turn it back. And if they have adequate match, they can request more. Of course, we're careful in what we request not to ask for more than we could match if we got the full request, and that we don't go above an amount that would jeopardize our maintenance of effort, which is one of the sort of complicated requirements from the way the federal law is set up. But we don't know about that yet. When is it that we'll hear, Bill?
It'll be around the 15th of September.
Okay. So obviously we'll let folks know when we get any word on that. I guess I could say some general things. You know that we've been implementing many cost-saving efforts in addition to these major changes that we just had to implement recently. Back in February, we issued a number of changes and things that we needed to do differently in order to manage the current year's funding, and then these other changes are more of our efforts and strategies to make things more manageable for the long term. And so we've begun to see in our tracking of figures, and you know, how those changes are impacting the actual spending patterns and the budget of the agency. People are doing a very good job with this. We're seeing a real significant savings in really all the areas that we were working toward. So I'm really pleased with how staff are doing with that. And at the same time, services, as far as we can tell, are staying up to where they need to be. We're not having people express that they're not getting what they need. Of course, through it, we've tried to make sure staff know to still do the work on each individualized plan in the same way they always did, in terms of, you know, really making sure we provide what's necessary for the person to achieve their plan, and still with, you know, being real cognizant of budgetary issues, but never to not provide something just because of the budget. You know, if it really isn't needed for their plan, then let's find something else that would work that would be less costly. So, you know, for the most part, I feel like if there were major issues and problems in case services, I would know it. You know, we would be hearing, or you would be hearing. And so we keep trying to monitor that, but that's kind of the general overview of it. I would welcome anybody else to make comments if they wanted to. And then, of course, if you have specific questions, we can know where to go in terms of the budget discussion.
Pearl, this is Dorothy, just anybody wants to know. Last night on the news, I heard Governor Heineman give a press release that Nebraska is bringing in more revenue than projected. Therefore, he's going to look at giving all Nebraskans a tax break. Would this be a time for us to go ask for more money or not?
Could you hear her? Okay. Yeah, it certainly could be, and we are discussing internally and with some senators the possibility of a deficit budget request. That is something that it's a process that is available for state agencies at about mid-October each year, that if you don't have the budget you need, you can go to the legislature outside of the biennial budget request system and say we have a deficit, we need this much money more. I know that Carlos and the consumers that have been going with him to meet with senators have been, you know, kind of looking at that, you know, and letting the folks know that these are our issues, and we've had some discussion internally about that. I think that we probably will submit a deficit budget request. We haven't gotten as far as figuring out specifics of it yet. But I think one of the problems, even in the spring, the receipts of the state revenues were already looking better than they had been in the earlier projections. And I was at a meeting of agency directors that Governor Heineman spoke to. And he was really stressing, don't get too optimistic, don't request additional monies, don't think that this means you can get back the funds that you lost before. You know, so it was really pretty frustrating, to be honest. And because he is putting emphasis on, right now, on giving tax returns to people, or, you know, I mean, returns, as you mentioned, I'm kind of guessing that he's still going to be saying to agency directors, you know, we need to give the money back to the people. You shouldn't be asking for revenues that you lost before. So that doesn't mean we won't try it, but I do think there is still that kind of attitude by some of the legislators and
everybody's going to be standing in line too.
Right, right.
That's the real problem.
Yeah, you know, and when we did the budget request, one of the things we were pointing out this year was the 10-year history of how this agency has been funded compared with the Voc Rehab Agency, you'll remember. And we looked at those numbers and we saw a big difference. Well, the senators looked at those numbers and they did not see a difference. And what we were told their understanding was is, well, we have funded you the same because both agencies have been able to fully match their federal dollars. Well, it doesn't take into consideration the fact that we worked really hard, especially the first few years of being a commission, because of the pressures about that switchover. We worked very hard to establish and develop in-kind and non-cash match. So in a sense, we let the legislature off the hook on some of those funds, but we really had to take that approach at the time. But, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 now, with that. And the other thing, in terms of our budget requests over, you know, well, certainly for the past 7 years that I can speak to, each time, you know, we've really tried to be conservative in our requests and not be one of these, you know, the people standing in line wanting all the money kind of thing. We've tried to be really responsible in what we've requested, but yet acknowledge that maybe the state can't provide the full match for us. And so even with our conservative requests, each year we got less than what we had requested. And so in a sense, you know, even though they can say, well, gee, you're getting more this year than last year and so on, it's still, compared to what we had needed, it hasn't kept pace even with our conservative requests. So, you know, it's difficult because we don't want to be just a greedy person standing in line wanting this extra money, but at the same time, we really want them to understand we need these funds to operate the business, and you know, we could be serving